What's up, everybody? Welcome to Your Favorite Fight. I'm your host, David Golden, here again with the unofficial co-host of Your Favorite Fight, my main man, Jake Smith. What's happening, bro?
What's up?
Yeah, so we're coming back quick because Jake and I have a lot to talk about because this last week was pretty intense. We had a couple huge thing happened. we had finally the Conor McGregor Floyd Mayweather fight is done in the books. We could talk about it one last time and then never talk about
it ever again.
And then we had the most shocking news.
I mean, was it extremely shocking though?
Well, I mean, it was a big deal. We found out that John Bones Jones has pissed hot again, this time for an anabolic steroid, and it's not looking great for him.
Instantly, once the news spread, like you instantly sent me a text, and it was kind of like I was actually driving at the time when I got a text from you, so I didn't really know the whole story. Like I kind of saw like a headline. Mike Pierce is actually the one that filled me in on it.
Yeah,
and I was like, "Oh shit, okay." But I was on my way to Baja, so I was like, "Ah, well, of course, John Jones fucked up again." And then you started hitting me up. I was like, "Oh shit, okay."
I was so mad. Like, I was so mad.
Oh, dude, yeah, definitely pissed.
You know, like, so we came on here, and on the last podcast, I'm literally telling you how I thought he seemed genuine at the end of his fight. Like,
yeah.
I literally bought in, and like, you know, I have a pretty good bullshit meter. Like, in a lot of cases, I feel like, okay, I can tell if you're being fake, and it seemed so genuine. And maybe he really did believe all the things he was saying, but like, how can you say that and know that you ingested an anabolic steroid? Now, okay, so like, let's say right up front, like his B sample hasn't come back yet from the lab for testing.
Yeah,
and there, you know, he's entitled to due process, but his record does not indicate that this is going to be just swept under the rug.
Yeah,
you know? Like this isn't a steroid. So this is something I read. I can't remember the name of the steroid. Something is all, you know, like,
yeah, I can't remember it either. Yeah.
But this is not a steroid from what I've read that is used in any modern medicine. So this is not like an accident by his doctor.
Yeah.
You know, you're John Jones. You've already had one issue with a supplement, that you claim, you know, this sexual enhancement pill is tainted. Okay, so like that's one thing. You're not going to be able to use that defense again unless you have definitive proof. And like if you are John Jones, how do you not have the absolute best nutritionist in the world telling you what to take? And why would that guy even gamble like 1%?
Yeah,
that what he's taking has a steroid in it, you know? Like, the only thing I can think is that he knew what he was taking and he took it. That's the only thing that makes sense here to me.
Like, obviously, like, not to be, you know, Chell's fucking fanboy again, but again, he kind of like casted this out to everybody on the Joe Rogan thing. Like, I posted, like, I don't know, I think I sent it to you on Twitter, the video where he, you know, he kind of told the story of the whole USADA thing, and you know, and like I actually asked him, like, you know, just meet him one-on-one about it, and he's like, yeah, he's like, that's 100% true. He's like, you know, this is, well, he didn't say it was 100% true. What he told me was, the source that told me is a reliable source, and I believe it, like, fully. Like, he's like, I 100% believe it. And you know,
if you're wondering what Jake's talking about, there's a video of Chael when he was on Joe Rogan, the Joe Rogan Experience podcast, and he's talking about a time when USADA showed up at a gym to test John Jones, and John Jones literally hid from the guy.
Yeah, the story is he hid underneath the cage at Jackson Winks, hid underneath the cage for like over 8 hours, and so USADA thought that he, during that time, he must have pissed at some point while hiding underneath that cage, and they wanted to do an inspection and go underneath the cage and try to collect a sample. But of course, that was never, you know, granted.
But my thing is, if that's true, like Jackson's Winklejohn MMA, like, you guys look like complete dickheads. Like, you guys, like, if you guys are allowing a fighter to do that, if any coach in your gym knows that the fighter is doing something like that, you should ask that guy to leave your gym, or you should ask that guy to come clean and tell everybody everything, because your reputation is on the line too. But like, yeah, my big problem is I feel like John Jones like totally pulled the wool over my eyes, fooled me, and I like, I'm mad about it, you know? Like,
yeah,
I'm kind of pissed, because I, like I've said time and time again, I want to be a fan of John Jones. Like, I want to like him based on his talent and his fights and, you know, what he's doing in the cage. Mm-hmm. I want to like him. But everything he does outside of the cage makes me not want to associate with him or read about him. It's not, you know, it's not something that draws me in. I don't want to see a story about another guy who's like all fucked up and, you know, could be the greatest athlete ever. You know, like, I don't need to hear about that again. It happens all the time.
Yeah, it is weird how that happens, huh? Like, the such great talent, but for some reason they find a way to kind of just destroy themselves from within.
Right.
It's a typical story.
Happens all the time.
Yeah.
Happens to young kids. It happens to, you know, older athletes. Yeah. I mean, you think about Doc Gooden, you think about Johnny Manziel, and you know, these are young, as young guys, had these huge problems.
Yeah.
But then there's guys like Daryl Strawberry who have incredible careers even though they have this drug problem, or Lawrence Taylor, right? Like,
yeah,
one of the greatest to ever do it, but he has all these problems outside of football. But John Jones is like this weird exception, because he's playing this like weird card where we believe what he's selling us. I don't understand how he's fooling everyone.
It's the God card, man. That's honestly what it is. It's you know, he does the whole preaching and the you know, the selling of the good word and whatnot, and you know, when you put up that kind of, you know, this humble image of yourself, you know, people are gonna buy into that. I mean, when he first started out, I remember liking John Jones, like before he was
John Jones. Of the gate, right? When he comes out suplexing dudes like left and right.
Yeah. But then I started noticing in his interviews, I was like, oh wait, this dude's fake as shit. Like, I knew right away, I was like, he's fake. I was like, I don't want anything to do with this guy. You know, and when me and one of my really, really good friends, Jake Magra, he, you know, we were both on the whole John Jones bandwagon, you know. We're like, oh, John Jones, you know, he's the next great thing, blah, blah, blah. And then like every interview, I just started to dislike him a little bit more. Him a little bit. Like, and it was nothing, like he wasn't saying anything bad or anything. I could just tell it just wasn't authentic, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
It's weird. Like, I don't know. I think some people just have like a sense where they can just tell, like, all right.
Yeah, I guess, man. I think the problem I have with him is that I think he really wants to be a good dude, but at his core, he's not.
I don't think he's a bad dude.
Yeah.
I just think that he just is not being who he is. Like, that's all it is. Like, if all this shit was happening and he was just like, you know, this wild, like if he acted like Connor, just like a cocky asshole, and like all this stuff was happening, I don't think I'd give a fuck. I'd be like, well, that's who he is, you know?
Yeah, I guess. But I would give a fuck about him pissing hot for steroids. Like, that's not something I can get behind. And I had this guy hitting me up on Twitter talking about how everybody's on steroids, and you go into a gym and 90% of guys are on steroids and blah, blah, blah. And this is how these young fighters get these 10-0 records. And like, I was personally offended by it, like, just because like I'm friends with you guys, you know.
Yeah.
Like, there are young fighters who I know who I've watched get better and better, and I don't hear anyone say Ricky Simone is on steroids, you know what I mean? I don't hear anyone say Jake Smith is on steroids.
Well, I mean, if you look at my body, it's
yeah. But do you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I hear this, and there are fighters who you hear rumblings of them, you know, taking enhancers, but everybody knows who those guys are.
Yeah.
Like, it's pretty well known.
Yeah,
like you walk into the gym and there are people that are like pointing, yep, that's the guy over there, that guy.
You know, there's the smell test or the eye test, you know, it's,
you know,
yeah.
You know, I mean, so it's one of those things, but like, I think obviously at the highest levels of any sport, there are going to be people who are taking steroids. There are going to be people who are trying to get a competitive edge. But when you're like, but when you're John Jones and you're supposed to be this, like, this freak who has
superior
these skills
athlete,
that nobody has, and you're this great athlete and you're creative and you do all these amazing things, like, why do you do that? And in my mind, he's only doing it for the mental edge. It could not be physical for him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's got to be mental. Because if he's not very confident and he doesn't think that he can beat DC mm-hmm. on his own, and then he thinks, oh, but if I take these steroids, I can, you know, mentally it's there, you know, kind of like fooling his mind into thinking that he needs this competitive edge. Maybe that's it. Like, that's the only thing that makes sense to me. And I can't really look at it any other way.
I mean, yeah, I, you know, I guess it's hard to say, man. It really is, like, you know, he's known, you know, he does cocaine and whatever, or he has, you know, he parties. So, I mean, it's not a stretch.
I don't have a problem with that.
No, but what I'm getting at is, it's not a stretch to think, if he's willing to do stuff that's damaging to his body, why wouldn't he do something that's going to enhance it as well?
Oh, that's a great
You know
point.
What I mean?
Yeah.
So, it's not too much of a stretch, you know, to think, as to reason why he's doing it. I mean, I don't know if it's mental. I don't know if it's physical. I mean, the point is, he's doing it because obviously it's going to make him feel better, perform better. Like, I don't know if he had an injury going into this. No one knows, you know?
Yeah, that's a good point.
No one knows. Exactly. No one knows the exact reason behind it. But I mean, then again, there's still a sample B, so we can't.
Yeah, no, there's sample B's out there.
Allegedly, then, he took some shit.
Yeah, so. Well, right now he's entitled to due process, and this we're discussing this as if things unfold the way that we anticipate they will.
Yeah,
I mean,
I just don't want to eat crow and, like, you know what I mean. Like,
no, I'll eat it if I have to, man. You know, like, I don't really care, because at this point, I feel like an asshole for believing the bullshit he's trying to sell me.
Fair enough.
It makes me mad. I think he's a sociopath.
Oh yeah.
And it's you know, he has this weird problem where he has to be liked, but he has this weird, like, good and bad Two-Face from Batman thing going on. Yeah.
He never takes responsibility.
And he won't take responsibility. And then when he does it in a way that's almost kind of dickish. Like mm-hmm. this last time, he's like, you know, well, I can't say I'm not going to mess up again because I'm a crazy motherfucker. Like, you know, just throwing that out there. Like, hey, just in case I screw up, you heard me say it. Man, like, come on. Let's be real here.
He's 30 now.
You're 30 years old. You have kids. You know what I mean? Like, come on. But I wrote an article about this whole thing the night that it happened, because I immediately was just like, I have to talk about this.
Is it already posted?
Yeah, it's
up. I didn't see it.
Yeah, you can check it out at OregonSportsNews.com. Okay. I liked the way it came out. I think it kind of tells the story and lets you know, you know, a perspective on it that I take. It's important to look at the evidence leading up to this, and that's kind of where I went in this article, is saying, you know, look at the history, and if we were in court, I'm one of my buddies texts me, he's a lawyer, and he's telling me you know, he's trying to kind of play it down, and I'm like, yeah, but think about his past, and think mm-hmm. about what he's put out there, and this shows a pattern of behavior that leads me to believe that he is guilty in this instance. You know, if I'm in court arguing, this is what I'm arguing. You go, when he was 21, he got a DUI and crashed his Bentley, mm-hmm. and instead of coming out and saying, oh man, you know, I was being irresponsible, blah blah blah, he's taking selfies in front of his totaled Bentley. Like, are you fucking kidding me, bro? Like, why are you telling anyone that you, like, keep that as secret as you can. Yeah. You don't want anyone to know you just wrecked a Bentley. Like, you know, like, you're not this hotshot yet. Why are you even driving a Bentley? Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, come on, give me a break. Then he gets the hit and run. He gets the hit and run where he flees from the scene and stupidly leaves his USADA paperwork in the car along with his pipe that he, you know, his as they put it, his marijuana pipe.
Yeah,
he leaves in the car and he takes off and he hits this woman and runs. Like, man.
Didn't he come back, though, to the car and grab some shit and then left again?
He came back and grabbed his money because, if you're in Albuquerque, New Mexico, you should be driving around with fistfuls of money.
Yeah.
Like, come on, man. Like, unless you're going places that only take cash, you should be using a credit card and getting some airline miles. Like, give me a break.
Oh, you know, like, exactly what
you're
doing.
You're a grown-up. You know what I mean? Yeah.
You know what that money was for.
Yeah, no. He's throwing that at naked women all night long. No.
That's for drugs.
Well,
I think he was going to go make a cocaine purchase.
Well, who knows? Who knows?
He's already fucked up, you know?
Yeah, maybe.
He's already fucked up. You need a little pick-me-up. He's on his way with a fistful of money.
He had a fistful of money. Like, exactly. You can go pick up a little cocaine for less than a fistful of like, a bag full of cash.
When you're John Jones, you ball out.
John Jones only buys ounces of cocaine at a time.
Kilos, man.
Allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly. I don't know the man.
But then he has the instance where he tests positive for cocaine. Those might have been, I might have gotten those in reverse order. So he has the out of competition test where he pisses hot for coke, and somehow miraculously,
yeah,
that's not a banned substance.
You have your order right, because that was before, because the car crash was Anthony Johnson fight.
Yeah,
that got pulled, and then after that, he was supposed to fight DC where he got
the coke, and then. And then after that, he pisses hot for a steroid that he says is from a male enhancement pill, because everybody knows 29-year-old super athletes take Viagra regularly,
right?
Like you have a problem with like staying hard or premature ejaculation or something. Figure that out, bro. Does he really need that? Does he really?
Exactly.
You know what? I'm like a chubby, overweight, 36-year-old man, and I don't need them.
That's what DC. You know, DC is great. At least my dick works.
Yeah.
But like, honestly, you know what? It's the whole like defense for every fighter who gets popped now is, oh, it's a tainted supplement. Tainted supplement. Here's the thing. Why are you taking supplements? I don't take supplements. I don't take fucking anything. I'll take my vitamins, and that's it. Just basic fucking vitamins. Demetrius Johnson, did you see what he said when he came out? He goes, I don't take supplements either. If I take Tylenol, that is a banned substance under USADA that will come back. He's like, I have to take aspirin. He's like, I have to. And he's like, before I take anything, you have to check it with whatever that guy's name is. He's like, he's like, I got swimmer's ears. He's like, before I took, you know, whatever antibiotics I needed, he's like, I let them know. You notify them right away.
Yeah.
And there's ways around this, but honestly, dude, you don't need fucking supplements. I'm telling you.
Well, I mean, even if you do want to take supplements, there are supplements and there are companies that make supplements that are trustworthy, you know?
Risky. Like, why gamble it?
Well, I've talked about it before a million times in articles and stuff. The supplement industry is really unregulated.
Exactly.
It's a huge problem. The fact that there's no regulation in it is a giant problem, and people seek out supplement companies that, hey, did you hear about this new supplement? So-and-so started using it, and all of a sudden he's lifting more reps, more weight, and you're like, weird. And you know, they get you hooked on their supplement, and then they take out that steroid 6 months later, and that happens all the time.
Yeah,
it's such a regular occurrence. People don't think that's true that are uneducated on it. But you can read about it. There are plenty of articles about this online. You can go find them. You can go listen to podcasts where doctors are talking about instances where this has happened. I mean, they exist.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not making this up. If there's no regulation, like, you obviously don't want to take these wild ass like supplements that you're buying at some no name weird athletics store, you know, like obviously there's going to be stuff you can take, but like, if you're John Jones, how do you not pay a guy to look at every goddamn pill you put in your mouth, or every powder that goes in a drink, or every cream that you put wherever, like look at everything, and
or just simply notify USADA. That's all you have to do.
Yeah, hey, I found this new thing, I want to take this. But
hey, is this okay?
Like,
and they'll tell you yes or no.
And like, are you taking an off-brand male enhancement pill? Because I'm pretty sure if you went to your doctor and you legitimately had erectile dysfunction and you were like, hey man, I need some Viagra, you could take it.
Yeah.
And you know what? Viagra works. That's why people take it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I don't know if Viagra is on the banned substance list, but I'm guessing that it's not. And if it's not, you should have been taking that. There's a reason it's like the number one thing.
Yeah.
Like, give me a goddamn break, man. Like, I can't buy that. I can't buy what you're selling me, John Jones. I'm sorry. I don't even care if it ends up being the truth. I feel bad that I talked some shit, but I just can't believe that that's what's going to happen. I just don't buy it.
Well, yeah, there's another thing too you got to look at is you got to look at his body, man. Like, you're going to tell me that as he got older, he got more ripped? Like, what?
Well, he's still pretty young.
It doesn't matter. It's still, you're telling me that he trained harder, you know.
Well,
Okay. Go back to not this last fight, but the fight before. Who did he fight?
Ovin St. Preux.
Yeah. He was jacked, right?
Yeah,
but I'm powerlifting. I don't care, man. You're not putting on that kind of... it's just not happening.
Well, I mean, no, that was allegedly what he did with his off time, right? Like, when he was suspended, he was just lifting weights crazy.
Right? Okay, still, your body is, it's not going to change that much.
You know,
it's not.
Maybe not, but I mean, I can kind of understand the, like, that he put on some muscle, but there are some pictures out there, some before and afters, where you're like, eesh. I've seen him posted.
Yeah,
on,
he was
on
taking
Twitter
some.
Stuff,
yeah, he was taking some shit that he was like, oh, this isn't detectable. And same thing with Junior Dos Santos. Look at him. As soon as USADA came in, his body changed. He thought he could get away around it, and in his last fight, his body kind of looked a little different. He looked a little muscular again, and you know, boom, got popped. I'm just saying, where there's smoke, there's fire, man.
Yeah, probably. I mean, you know, the other thing is, I'm struggling to understand why people think it's worth the risk. Like, I mean, I do get it. Like fighters, mixed martial arts fighters don't get paid a ton of money.
No.
Like, even at the highest level of the sport, they don't get paid a ton of money. And maybe that's going to change as things grow, but it's only going to change for a select few, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know, it's going to change for whoever fights Conor McGregor whenever, you know, whenever they fight him.
Yeah.
Or it's going to change for whoever, you know, if you're in a title fight or whatever. I mean, there's going to be plenty of things that change how much you get paid, but it takes a lot. It takes a lot because you can't get sponsorship in the UFC for your clothing. That's a huge deal. Yeah. You know, there's plenty of things weighing against you. So I understand why they get there and they see other guys doing it and they think, okay, well, if they're doing it and I want to beat them, I have to do it. Like, I understand that. Or in baseball, it was an epidemic, right? And there were people that were taking it. They were taking it for recovery. They were taking it because everyone else was hitting more home runs. They were taking, you know, they were taking it for any number of reasons. Like, I get it. Like, I totally understand that argument. But that's the same argument as, well, that guy littered, so I'm going to litter. Pick up your garbage. Don't be an asshole. You know, don't stick a needle in your leg. If the rest of the people see other people not cheating and one guy is like clearly obviously cheating, you know, like hey, you know, that's kind of you know, like it's going to send a message.
Here's,
you know what I mean?
Here's the thing though, I have with like I always bring this up as a question, because you know, you're not supposed to take steroids because it's a performance enhancer, correct? So you're telling me that, why is it that certain things are allowed and other things are not? That's what I don't understand. Like, we're allowed to take vitamins, but that's a performance enhancer. Shouldn't you not just only be getting that from your food? You know what I mean? Like, yeah, it's minimal, but it's still a performance enhancer. Like, you're not putting things in your body because it's a performance, you know, dehancer, if that's a word. I don't know.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, they draw this line, and like with fighting, I get it. With fighting is different because, you know, honestly, I feel worse for DC.
Oh, I feel terrible for DC.
I feel worse for him than anything else. But like with baseball or you know, these other sports, take whatever the fuck you want. I don't care. It makes it more exciting, you know?
Yeah, you're not.
But
in there
when
literally.
You're damaging, you know, head trauma and stuff, it's different. And you know, DC he came out in an interview, what was he saying? There's 10 minutes of my life I don't remember, you know. And to know that the one guy you're you know, the one guy that's ever beaten you, and you guys fight again, it's your time to, you know, to come back and all this stuff, and you're doing good, you know, you're winning, the fight's going great for you, and then boom, you get knocked out unconscious, brutally too. It was bad. Like, it was a little late of a stoppage, you know, and then, you know, to come to find out later on that, oh, this guy, you know, he just got popped for something. You know, it's
rough.
It's man. Cause the way I see it is, by the time John fights again, DC's going to be retired.
Absolutely. He'll be retired. He's
old. He can never, you know, make up for that.
No, and he'll never get another fight with John Jones if John Jones gets a suspension, as long as
people
are anticipating. Minimally, they're saying 2 years, but some people are saying as much as 4 years.
I'm thinking four, Four, maybe even longer, depending, because it's, 2 years for first time. This is the second, but I know it's not, but I'm not sure if it's first time for that specific drug.
I don't know how it works. I'd have to read the policy better. I tried looking at it on the website, but I got caught up in reading the list of supplements that are allowed and banned, and it's like
I got sucked into
this vortex. Like,
it's a lot of shit. Yeah, but then on top of that too, you got the California Athletic Commission too suspension.
Yeah, well, the California Athletic Commission is likely going to just acknowledge the suspension that USADA puts forward.
Oh, really? They're not gonna
Yeah, they're probably not gonna overlap, and if they do, if they do, the UFC will do, you know, do what they can to have him fight in other places, I would imagine, because, you know, he's a commodity.
Isn't that how, but isn't that like not kind of, well, don't they all kind of just like work like intermingly together?
They're
all
supposed
the, all the commissions?
To. They're yeah. supposed to, but like Texas is completely out of their mind and they've already overruled on suspensions in Texas before.
Oh, so, for real? Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, I would imagine that the USADA suspension would fall in line with what the California okay. suspension would be. So realistically, it doesn't matter what it is. If it's 2 years or it's 4 years, DC's old, man. Like yeah. he's got 3 or 4 fights in him probably, max.
Yeah.
You know, and by the time he's done, if John Jones is ready to come back, I mean, we're assuming he even wants to fight again after this. John yeah. Jones has some money in the bank. You know, John Jones could live out the rest of his life doing something else if he really wanted to. So, like, does he even come back at, you know, at
Man, you
potentially
know,
34 years old, having taken, you know, four years off?
The money thing I wonder about, though. Because, like, yeah, he's made yeah. a lot of money. But if you look at the shit that he buys, it's kind of ridiculous.
Totally.
He has the exotic animals. He's doing the big houses.
Crashing Bentleys.
The Bentley is, you know.
Blowing his deal with Nike.
Exactly.
Blowing his deal
so,
with Gatorade. Blowing
kinda,
his deal
like,
with Reebok.
You know, he's going to have a rough few years, man. Like, I don't think he's going to be broke by any means. I mean,
no.
You know, he's got his brothers. I'm sure they can work out some kind of fucking, something.
Yeah, I mean, maybe he could train them, you know? Maybe he can help
yeah.
them out a little
or
bit.
Or, like, you know, they can help fund him, like, some gym or who knows?
Who knows?
Know?
Yeah, who knows?
He'll be okay financially, I think. But at the same time, you know, he's, it's not going to be the same, man. You know, his life is definitely going to be really altered from here on out, I think.
Well, and dude, look how, like, when he came back and fought OSP, you know, everybody says, oh, man, that John Jones would have never beat DC. And,
yeah.
like, and that wasn't as long of a layoff. Like, you know what I mean? Imagine,
yeah.
imagine 2, 3, 4 years. And that would be crazy. That would be insane
yeah.
to try to come back from that, you know?
Yeah,
I mean, look
what?
At GSP. GSP left on his own, you know, under his own free will, and coming back has been just this huge hurdle for him, and not just because they couldn't get the contract worked out. You know, there's rumors that he's way overweight. You know, they show this
oh,
picture
really?
Of him
oh,
with
yeah,
his big
I saw
old
that.
Belly, which
yeah.
I think is silly. Like, that's probably not what he looks like.
No.
That angle is my guess, but you know, like he hasn't found a situation that works for him yet to get in the cage, and I don't think that's entirely based on like the right fight or this or that. Like, it has to be a little bit based on if he's ready or not. And
mm-hmm.
you know, he's one of the smarter athletes we've ever seen in mixed
yeah.
martial arts. Like, he's a calculated guy, calculated businessman, calculated athlete. Like, he's not going to do something that's stupid that's going to be detrimental to himself, you know.
Oh, of course,
he's
yeah.
all about like not taking, you know, a bunch of damage and all that. So, you know, I look at the way he's doing it and then I think, how's John Jones going to do it? But John Jones is historically reckless, so
yeah.
he's going to come back and he's going to think he's going to be able to just do it straight up on his talent. Well, you know, if at this point, you know, Alexander Gustafsson has put together a run that makes sense and DC is on his way out and he beats DC, and next thing you know, Gustafsson is in there looking like a killer. And
how old is Gustafsson? Do you know?
I think he's the same age as John Jones. I don't think he's all that old.
Yeah, maybe like 32 tops, right?
Something like that.
Yeah. You know, that's the thing too. I was okay. So John is 30. Let's say he does get the full max of the 4 years. So it comes back at 34. I mean, 4 years off, man. That's crazy. I couldn't imagine.
Gustafson's 30, same age as John.
Okay. So this okay. So that would make sense. But I mean, if he's in there active for 4 years.
Yeah,
yeah,
you know what I mean? And
yeah,
now
he's, you know, I don't think he looked that great going against DC. I mean, he landed
well,
that kick, sure.
I don't either, but
you know what I mean? I mean, I'm just saying, like, it shows already that it's kind of
yeah.
taking its toll on him a little bit, you know?
Yeah, totally, man. So you know, with more inactivity than he comes in, and, you know, would the UFC just give him a title shot? Absolutely not. No goddamn way. They're
yeah.
not going to just put him in there and give him a title shot. That's not going to happen, you know? I mean, do they want him to even, you know, before this all happened, Dana White was saying, oh, I'm never going to let him headline a card again, blah, blah, blah. We,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
we all know money talks, but, like,
yeah.
are the UFC ownership that will be in place at that point, are they going to want to let John Jones come in and headline a card? Probably not. I mean,
mm-hmm.
hell, are they even going to want him back? You know what I mean? At that point, hey, you know, 34 years old, where's the company at when that happens? Because, you know, if it is 4 years, we don't know what the UFC is going to be like in 4 years.
Yeah, you know, he might just get totally replaced.
They might just release him and say, fine, go to Bellator, you know, if Bellator is even around in 4 years. I mean, I personally think they will be. But you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, definitely.
Like who knows what's happening in 4 years? I mean, shit, in 4 years, you know, Japan could be on the rise again, and fighters could be going over there. They could be going to Ryzen. I know that people love fighting for them or for ONE FC, you know. But you know, so who knows what's going to happen? But I just personally, I feel like this is a slap in the face of anyone who wanted to believe what John Jones was selling them, myself included. I feel like a huge jerk for believing anything that he said. I feel like a dickhead for defending him. And no, I really do, man. I feel like a real asshole for that, because I was in here like arguing with you and you're like, no way. Like, yeah, man, he seemed really genuine. Like, man, I can't believe I let him fool me like that. That shit makes me so mad. And if he comes back clean and he can provide something that shows that, hey, this is the thing I took and I didn't know and everybody else was taking it and blah, blah, blah. Like, okay, I guess, man. But, you do not have a fan in me. You do not have a person who's going to root for you. I'm not going to go out of my way to buy your pay-per-views.
Yeah.
I'm certainly not going to buy your merchandise. I'm not going to talk, you know, badly about you, like not in a way that's like that's like, you know, just complete shit talking. But if someone asked me my opinion on John Jones, I'm going to say he's not a trustworthy guy and I wouldn't be a fan of him. Yeah. Certainly wouldn't want, if I had kids, I wouldn't want them to be John Jones fans. I wouldn't want that.
You know, I'm interested to actually see what happens like 10 years from now, you know, 10, 15 years, where, you know, you look back at his, you know, his legacy.
Mm-hmm.
What's going to be remembered? Are they going to remember like, oh, he was the best, da 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 da, or is everything he's done going to be questioned now? You know,
I don't know if it'll all be questioned, but I think what people are going to look back and see is what could have been. That's going to be the story of John Jones, was he could have been the greatest. He could have been the greatest. And I had people telling me, no, he's the greatest ever and blah, blah, blah. Like, you know what, man? Like, even if he could have been the greatest, or let's be honest, probably one of, if not the most gifted athletes we've seen in the octagon. But to say he's the greatest ever, I can't do it, man.
No,
I just can't do it. I'm not going to go there. I mean, you know, there's a million arguments as to why that wouldn't be the case, but that's not what I'm even thinking about right now. All I'm thinking is, when I look at his legacy, I'm going to see what could have been, you know, and it's never going to be what it would have been, you know, like that there's, man, this guy was the limit for that guy.
Yeah.
You know, like from the time he fought Brandon Vera to Shogun to just, you know, Machida, like the things he did were incredible.
Yeah.
But I'm already forgetting about them. Like, they're like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm already forgetting about them.
Yeah, it's a, you know, it's a tragedy. I mean, it's, I don't know, man. It's life. Like, what can you say? You know, everyone goes their own path, and I don't know. It's almost surreal in a sense. Like, it doesn't shock me that, you know, he got popped, because, like, you know, I kind of figured, like, you know, he was on some shit anyways. But it's just surreal that, like, you have all this going for you, but still manage to fuck it up. Like, I just can't understand that. Like it's, I just not don't enough. Get. Like, I don't know. I guess in a way, like, I'm jealous. You know, you know. I wish I was John Jones. I wish I had his talent. I wish, you know, I had his opportunities and all that. If I did, you know, I can't. I don't know. I guess I can't say I would fuck up like him. I don't know. I just don't get it.
It's hard to say, you right? know. I mean, the argument.
I mean, that I guess. I'm not in his, yeah, in his exact position, but, like, with my mentality and the way that I think, I just can't see me doing the things that he has done, you know, with everything that he has in front of him, you know?
Yeah, no, totally, man. I understand that. But the argument on the contrary is, you know, if you give a 20-year-old kid millions of dollars, what do you think is going to happen? Well, you know what? Look at there are plenty of examples of that, and plenty of cases where people don't screw it up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
So it's like, let's prepare him a little bit better. You know, if you're his manager, prepare him better. You know, sit down and have more conversations with him.
Who is his man? Do you know who his manager? Yeah,
Maoki Kawa. That guy's.
Is that he's like. Like, he has, like, a bald head, right?
No, he's the guy that Matt Mitrione fired live on the UFC broadcast. It's the same guy. He manages a lot of really good fighters, but he's come out in like in defense of John Jones pretty drastically in this instance. And yeah, I get he said it, man, that he'd
bet his life on it.
Yeah, but dude, John Jones is your number one guy. Of course you're gonna back him, man. Like, come on, dude. Like, let's be real. And you know, like I really want to see what
he's not connected to the World Series of Fighting, right?
No.
Okay, I just want to make sure, because that guy, he seems like a scumbag.
No, that guy, yeah, I know who you're talking about. Okay, so. I can't remember his name, but I know you're talking about the little guy with the bald head.
No.
It's not that guy. But he comes out in defense of Jones, his manager, and I get it. You know, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But what I'm interested to see is, if all this plays out and John Jones comes out and he admits, like, oh, hey, I messed up, I took this steroid, whatever. Like, what does Greg Jackson and Mike Winklejohn and that team do? That's what I want to know. Because really, man, like, he just made you guys look so bad. And you're supposed to be this great gym. You have this reputation, reputation as the best gym and blah, 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 and all this bullshit. And everybody loves going to Jackson Winklejohn's, and there's all these great fighters and, you know, yada, yada, yada. Like, I get it, you know, super gym or whatever. But if John Jones comes out and he does this, like, are you really going to back him again? And I get it, man. Like you got to go down with the ship. You got to be down for your homie.
I
feel like it's
a little different, though. I don't think it's a black eye to the gym at all, because what he does in his personal life and his personal, you know, time, it's not on the gym.
No, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is, what do they say after it happens? Do they say,
like, what do you mean?
What I mean is, John Jones comes out and says, I screwed up, I did this thing, I'm sorry to my teammates and my coaches and everybody, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. But what is their response to that? Is their response, hey, we love you, we're there for you, and we want you back in the gym and we want you training again? Or is their response like, hey, we love you, but this affected us too, and it's going to be hard for us to trust you moving forward, and we would prefer you trained at a different gym? Because if I'm that team, if I own that gym, I don't want John Jones around my young fighters. I don't want John Jones in that building around the clients that come in every day, because then your clients are going to think, oh, the only way I can do good at this gym is if I do steroids, or if I do this, or if I do that. And maybe there's a family, right? Because they have a big family gym there. So maybe there's a family that's getting ready to send their kid to a gym, and they're like, you know where we should send our kid to? That Jackson Winklejohn MMA. Oh, you know what? Actually, I was just talking to so-and-so, and their biggest guy there is a steroid user, a cocaine user, a drug, you know what I mean? I see.
Like, yeah,
that totally affects them, and I get it. Like, go down with your guy. Like,
it's a
loyalty thing, right? And I'm loyal to my friends to a fault at times. That's, but you
I'm
know what?
Exactly the same.
I'm also a realist. Like, I get it. And at a certain point, you have to say, I will support you. I will continue to support you, but I'm not going to support you as a team member in this gym. If you need our help, if you need to call me for advice, if you know, anything, but you're no longer affiliated with us, man. Like, there's too many jobs at risk. There's too many people at risk.
My only rebuttal to that is, we don't know John on a personal level like they do.
No.
So the way that he may carry himself or act at the gym is, I think it's going to be very dependent on that per se. Like, if he, you know, I hate doing this, but another example is, of course, Chell, right?
Right.
He, you know, he was taking everything underneath the sun, but, you know, the way that he carries himself and things, you know, that sort, you know, he's a big part of Gracie Baugh. I mean, he's completely clean now. He's not doing any of that shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's getting tested like fucking crazy. But I mean, he's a positive, you know, influence to our gym. He's a positive guy. He's he's there to help us and things like that. So I don't know how, like, I mean, John is a tad bit different. I mean, Chell's never gone drunk and done cocaine or anything, but, you know, I don't know how he is around the other guys. Like, I don't know, totally. You know, so it, you know, it would come down to how their relationship is, you know, as a whole, as a team.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's, you know, it's a super gym. So then again, how close is the fucking team in general? You know?
Yeah, that's true. How close is the team in general?
We're a pretty small gym at Gracie Ball, and I feel like we're all really close with each other. So, you know, we're all pretty much have each other's back, and I would assume, you know, that's how Jackson's would be too, you know?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, you hear, but when there's these high level guys, you do hear of instances where like they train on opposite sides of the building.
Yeah.
Like Arlovsky and Overeem and shit like that. But you know, you brought up Chael, and it's like, I get that because I mean, and I wrote an article when, you know, when Chael got popped the last time.
Yeah.
About it really like really being a shame because of what Chael could have been.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like he was really on the verge of greatness at a few points in his career.
Yeah.
And you know, that really hurt him, and that hurt the way people view him, and that hurt a little bit the way people view wrestlers, because there was a stigma that wrestlers were juicing, you know, and that kind of sucks. But Chael doesn't have the so there's two things Chael has done that have been like big fuck up moments, right?
Yeah.
He had the whole like white collar crime thing going on or whatever it was.
Yeah, which a lot of people don't even know about.
Yeah, which is funny. I don't know enough about it to speak about it, but still.
Technically, he's technically a felon.
Right. So if he's a felon, that sucks, right?
Yeah.
You know, but you own up to it or whatever. Yeah. And then he has the issue with the supplements, and that sucks. But there's not this like laundry list of shit that he's done wrong.
That's true.
And people don't go, when you mention Chael Sonnen, people don't go, oh man, he's this guy who's a party animal, who's like, you know, no, people go, oh, Chael always wants to help people. Chael's super nice.
Exactly.
If you ever meet Chael Sonnen and you introduce yourself to him, he will shake your hand. He will look you dead in the eyes. You will feel the charisma coming from him.
Yeah.
And you'll be like, wow, no wonder this guy was a big star, and he's super nice, and he will give you the time.
Yeah.
He's that kind of guy. He's a really, like, to me, seems like a pretty stand-up dude.
He is,
you know, 100%. I haven't spent any significant time with him, but every interaction I've had with him has been exceedingly positive. And you know, I appreciate what he does for our sport locally. I mean, it's a huge deal, but I don't hear that kind of shit about John Jones. I'm not saying that we will, but like, or that we won't, I should say, but you know, it still bums me out, and I still think it's messed up. And if, you know, if it comes back that everything is fine and this was all a big mistake, okay. But I'm not going to buy it, man.
Yeah. Like, the other difference too, that I forgot to point out, is that Chael owned up to everything right away.
Exactly.
He's like, yeah, I did it. Like, but he did it in a way to where everyone just kind of like, oh, okay, like, yeah, we get it. Like, you know, he almost did it in a funny way. Like, he's like, oh, he's like, is that all they caught me for? He's like, there's that, like, you know what I mean? Like, he's like, retest me, because there's a few things you missed. Like, you know, but yeah, I mean, again, it was that sociopath thing you're talking about where.
Yeah, man. That's how I view it. I mean, I've known those kind of people in my life, you know, that they're just, you know, they're just one way this day and this other way the next. And it's like, you know, and I mentioned it on here last week when we talked about how his interview when he was on Joe Rogan was just so weird.
Yeah.
It was like, I don't even know how to explain it, man, but it was creepy and I wasn't into it. And I was just like, I was just not believing him as a human being. It was weird. It was so weird.
Real quick, did you notice? Okay, so after the fight, the last fight with DC, like, he's doing his interview and whatever. No one brings up anything about steroids or nothing, and he starts talking about steroids right away. He just starts. He starts going in on. He's like, this, you know, I wasn't on steroids. I, you know, this and that. And he's just like, immediately he's already on the defensive. Like, it's a weird. Yeah, I saw a weird clip. It just seems like he was almost, you know, incriminating himself right away.
I didn't even think about that. Hadn't even occurred to me. But you know, I'd have to go back and check it out.
Yeah, it's. I have to plug my computer. Yeah, it's just interesting to me. I think that like, he just right away just. That's the first one of the first things that's on his mind is that, and you know, I mean, he knows why, you know. But I like to think that it's
maybe man. But nevertheless, huge deal. Probably gonna lose the belt. Probably gonna go back to DC.
Yeah, we'll just have to see how it plays out.
Like, how do you feel if you're DC though, man? Do you even want like what do you do? Like, they're gonna give you back a belt that you just got knocked out for? Like, how bad does that feel?
His I feel like his legacy's tainted too, because it's this aura of John Jones. You know, when he first got the belt, John Jones was suspended. Now he has his time to fucking redeem himself. You know, he's fighting, whatever, gets knocked out. John Jones tested positive. Now he gets the belt back again. Everyone's like, well, like, some people said some very harsh shit about, like, right after the fight about DC. Like, Frank Mir is like, oh, reason why DC was crying because he knows this whole time he wasn't the true champ. Like, that's fucked up, man. Like, he is literally better than everyone in the world but John Jones. But now John Jones keeps getting popped for shit. And, you know, it...
Yeah, I don't know, man. But you're talking about Frank Mir, a guy who's done steroids.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? But I mean, it's just like Michael Bisping came out and said the same thing. You know, I mean, I'm just saying, like,
how much better does this make you think of Michael Bisping, who people like? You know, Michael Bisping has had a problem where he's fought guys who
always been, his eyes fucked because of it.
Yeah, you know, he's fought all these guys with steroid that have steroid accusations and have positive tests and are on, you know, therapeutic use exemptions, blah blah blah, all that shit. And this guy is a person who everyone says is not on, you know, is not on performance enhancers. And, you know, I mean, goddamn, what's his legacy like? If the playing field is clean, you know, that's something to consider. But like, man, I feel so bad for DC. I feel terrible for him for so many reasons. But really, the thing I feel the worst about is just he's never going to know. Like, he's never going to be able to know for sure in his head.
Yeah, that if he was the
if
best.
If he could have won that fight.
Yeah.
Because if this comes back and it's certain and Jones was, you know, Jones had this in his system, you know, when you're a competitive super athlete, mm-hmm. like, you can get tunnel vision and you believe that you're the best. And DC definitely 100% believes that he was the best in the world. And for a minute, he thought John Jones was better than him. But if this comes out, he's going to think, man, what if?
Exactly.
What if? And he's never going to get the chance to fight him again, most likely. And
he's been so fucked.
Like, I feel terrible for him, man.
You knew, you heard about his college days in wrestling?
Uh-huh.
Like, who he...
Yeah.
He should have been the national champ. Only if one person wasn't, you know, who was it? Kale Sanders? I think it was the same year as him.
Yeah, but he's one of the best ever.
But that's what I'm saying, right? Now he's fighting second best, John Jones. But, you know, he has this tainted thing going on. But I'm just saying, like, it's always just been, like, something in the back of that. So this was his moment, right? This was, I think this is, for him, was bigger than what anyone else, you know, could imagine.
For him, this was it. This was the pinnacle.
And, you know... I don't know, man. This is starting to depress me.
It's a bummer, but you know what? The other thing is, let's not pretend DC didn't cheat at weigh-ins that, you know, with the towel the fight before. So let's not pretend like that didn't happen. I guess, you know, so.
But dude, he had 2 hours. Like, yeah, even if that didn't work, he could have.
Maybe, but still, man. Like he's not completely innocent in all of this. He loves a cheeseburger. That is his steroids.
Yo, I'll fuck a cheeseburger up right now.
Yeah, right.
A Whopper with cheese? You kidding me?
Man, I had a great cookout at my house yesterday. I was gonna bring you some food, and I was like,
Oh my god,
I can't have it. Made all this pulled pork and shit. It was delicious,
dude. My parent, I went to my aunt's to watch the Mayweather fight, right? Mm-hmm. And they had fried chicken, chips and salsa. Someone brought in catered food from this from one of like the best like Thai restaurants called Dak Kun. Fried rice. Pad Thai, salad rolls. I'm just sitting there like, oh fuck, man. They fresh baked blueberry pie, fresh baked apple pie, like homemade, both of them. And they're like, we're sorry, we know you want a little bit. I'm like, nah, it's cool, I'll just
drink this water over here.
Yeah, this is exactly, this is H2O. It's mighty tasty. You know, it's fuck, man.
That's rough, man. You're looking at all those empty carbs. Like, that is delicious.
Dude, 1 month. That's all I got. 1 month.
Well, you know, that segues nicely into the McGregor
fight. Right, exactly. So,
So the McGregor fight was last night. McGregor-Mayweather fight. It finally happened.
Yeah.
It's over.
Thank God.
Guess what? Conor McGregor lost.
Oh, that's no.
What he said would happen.
Surprise. Yeah. Do you know what's really upsetting me, though? No. Everyone's like... It was so close. McGregor did so good in the early rounds. He won all these rounds. And I'm like, all right, first off, if you thought for a minute that Floyd was just going to come out and just bombard him and just put him away like he's fucking Mike Tyson in the first round, go fuck yourself. Because there has never, ever in all of his 50 fights where Floyd did not take off the first 3 to 5 rounds with anybody. He does it. He downloads people's data. This is why he's the best. He figures out your movements. He got you down. Once he got you, it's fucking over from there.
Yeah. Well, you know, if Conor McGregor's movement wasn't so weird, he probably would have figured him out quicker.
Exactly.
But Conor, you know, to his credit, I think Conor did something really good in this fight, is that he did not come out and try to box like a boxer. He came out and boxed his style. And yeah. I think that was weighed pretty heavily in his favor early on in the fight.
Yeah, he was doing some awkward shit for sure.
Yeah, man. And you know what? He landed some good shots on McGregor, but his best shots didn't even wobble Floyd.
Like, no, not he landed. Even, yeah.
So it was the that first clean, or second round.
First round with that uppercut.
Yeah. Conor landed a beautiful counter right uppercut, knocked Floyd's head back like a Pez dispenser, and Floyd just walked right through it. Yeah. And that would have knocked Eddie Alvarez out cold.
Yeah.
You know, but.
Well, I mean, 8-ounce gloves is different than 4-ounce gloves.
Yeah. And right? Eddie Alvarez's chin is different than almost everyone else's chin, but you know what are you going to do?
Yeah.
But yeah, man, I think it was a better fight than people expected.
It was, but you know what? I think it was a better fight because of Floyd.
I think so too. In a sense, I think in a sense it was because of his game plan and when he fought, says his when game plan,
he fought so different.
Yeah. Well, when he says his game plan was to kind of let him gas out a little bit, see what he had. I believe it. I totally believe it. I was at home. I'm watching this with my wife and one of my buddies, and I'm saying, you know, I think Floyd will kind of let Connor come in a little bit, and they're like, who would let anyone do that? And I'm like, Floyd Mayweather. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like he's sitting there.
He certainly wasn't trying to get hit, but come on.
Did you notice during the fight? So normally when Floyd fights, he does the Philly shell, right? That's the one hand up, the one across the body.
Mm-hmm.
But he does that when he's being defensive, when he's being a counterpuncher, when he's just going backwards.
Mm-hmm.
This fight, he was hands up, he was walking him down the whole time. And McGregor, you know, was throwing his punches. Every punch he was throwing, there were just arm punches, you know?
Later in the fight, they were.
He would come at him, like, right at the beginning. Boom, 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 boom. And then, you know, he'd start to slow down, and then Floyd would start picking up. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, I don't know, man. I just think people are still too much on this Conor McGregor fucking dick wagon, and it pisses me off. Like, it makes me very upset, because I don't think he deserves that much credit. You don't get a participation trophy. You talk to all that shit. I'm knocking him out in the fourth. Guess what, buddy? Didn't happen. Didn't even get close.
No, you know? Certainly didn't get close. But I will say, I can't think of any other fighters near that weight class that would have done as well. Or certainly better. You know what I mean?
I think so.
Who do you think would do better?
I think Nate Diaz would do fine. I think Tony Ferguson would do fine. Kevin Lee would do fine.
No, Kevin Lee maybe. Not Tony Ferguson. Tony Ferguson is a wild dude. His striking is so erratic and so wild and now, is so predicated. Dude, his striking depends entirely on his grappling, because his grappling is
so weird.
Go back
to when he first came to the UFC.
Yeah, I know. When he first came to the UFC and he was just a wrestler.
He was a boxer.
Dude, he was such a wrestler, man.
He was knocking everyone out. What are you talking about?
He had heavy hands, but he backed it all up because of his takedowns. He had incredible takedowns.
He barely wrestled.
Dude, when he came off the Ultimate Fighter, he was on Brock's team, and his grappling was strong. His takedowns were so strong.
I saw him mainly as a striker.
Yeah, that's funny.
I know he's a wrestler, but
I need to go back and look at it again. But I mean, he's got heavy hands, right?
No, definitely.
His movement is so erratic.
Exactly.
And part of it is he goes to the ground in weird-ass positions.
Yeah.
Like that kind of shit is not going to play in a boxing match, man.
It would change a little bit, of course.
Like, if you say Nate Diaz or Nick Diaz, I kind of believe that, but only because they train with one of the best boxers in the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? They're training with Andre Ward all the time. So, like obviously they have a leg up there, but, like, man, most guys are not going to hold their own against Floyd. You know, I'm not saying that Conor held his own, because obviously it's a stoppage victory for Floyd. Yeah,
which is, you know, very rare.
Which is very rare, you know, but... You know, let's be honest, man. Like I know you and I didn't expect Conor to do as well as he did. Like you got to give him a little bit of credit. Like,
but see, it's hard for me. It's hard for me to give him credit, because I was watching. Because what I was watching is I was watching Floyd do something he doesn't do, which is a totally different game plan, totally different fighting. Because he basically what he was doing is like, I have no respect for you. I'm just going to walk forward and then I'm going to do whatever I want when I want to. You know, I feel like he carried Connor to the 10th round. I mean, yeah, okay, you know what? I'll say this. I did think that Floyd was going to take him out by the 6th round. I thought
round was when I thought it was going to be over.
I thought it was the 6th or 7th round. You know, so I will give Connor a little bit more credit with that, with his awkward movements and stuff. But as far as, like, everyone's like, oh, but he landed this many. Look how many cheap shit he did, too. That's the thing that everyone else is ignoring. He did a lot of cheap shit.
Yeah, he did. Coming around the back of him like
that. He was doing a duck under from wrestling, and the ref didn't know what the fuck was happening, so he just thought, oh, Floyd is just turning his back. No, he was doing a fucking duck under, and then he's doing these rabbit punches, and then he's hammer fisting the top of his head and shit. You can't, like... To me, I feel like he did a lot of cheap shit and was not fucking cool. And, you know, you say you're going to come in and you're going to box, fucking box. You know?
Yeah. But, you know, the other thing is he absorbed more punishment than I expected he would be able to. Connor, man. I mean, you know, he's not... I'm not saying he has, like, a bad chin or anything, but, you know, like...
He doesn't really ever get hit, yeah.
Yeah, he rarely gets hit. I just didn't expect him to be able to absorb that damage so much. But I will say, and I want to go back to the judges a little bit, because...
Yeah, see, I don't know anything about
this. This judge number 3, Guido Cavalieri.
The guy's from Italy, right?
Guido Cavalieri, you are a fucking fraud. Yeah. You should have your license pulled. You're a fucking idiot. I hope that somebody flattens your tires. You do not deserve the seat that you sat in. You are out of your goddamn mind. This guy scores the fight, the first round for Connor, and the rest of the rounds for Floyd Mayweather. Rounds 2 and 3, both 10-9 for Floyd Mayweather. And anyone with two eyes, hell, anyone with cataracts in one eye and blurred vision in the other could see that Conor McGregor won rounds 1, 2, and 3. 4 is up for debate. Everything else was Floyd. But if you're telling me that Conor McGregor won one round of that fight, you are out of your goddamn mind. The other two judges think you're crazy, too. You are a lunatic. Like, I do not understand for a minute, like, what you are looking at. You are crazy.
You know, you know what he could have been looking at is the illegal shit. And he's probably like, you know what, I don't... He's like, maybe you know, I don't know. I'm just trying to make an excuse for him, man. I don't know. Like, because I know boxing's a little funky, like, with its scoring, too. Like,
yeah,
which I don't think Connor understood. Like, because I'm watching him come out, and he's coming out hard first half of the round.
Yeah.
Where everyone knows... Boxing is about the end of the round.
Yeah, you want to build it up. You want to build it up. Just exactly. Like Thai boxing, too. You want to build it up.
Exactly. So, like, I'm watching. I'm like, does he not? He obviously doesn't understand that, the scoring. Like, I think he's just trying to knock him out.
Yeah, I mean, you know? and he has to fight his fight. You know what I mean? Like, a little bit. You got to fight your fight. If you're Connor, you can't go in there. And his coaches talked about it. You know, they trained for him to fight the way he fights, because trying to teach him a new way to strike didn't make any sense.
6 weeks, not gonna happen.
Yeah, it didn't make any sense, you know. But yeah, but we're saying he's only training 6 weeks. He's been training forever for this fight. Like,
you think so?
Yeah, totally. I mean, I was on this kid. I was on Casey Mabbis' podcast, Fireside Sports, and I was saying that I was talking to Dan from Dethrone, and he was telling me, and this was like, man, this was like a year and a half ago, and he's telling me that. He was talking to John Kavanaugh, and John Kavanaugh was saying, man, all he talks about is fighting Floyd Mayweather. Doesn't talk about anything else, doesn't think about anything else. That is all that is on his mind. Doesn't give a shit about anything else. And this is a long time ago, man. Yeah. And he was focused in on it, you know. So this you know, this has been on his mind a long time. He's been thinking about it a while. But I mean, you know, if I'm Floyd Mayweather, I'm glad I got the stoppage win. I think it's what he needed, because anything less would have been kind of silly for him, you know. And a buddy of mine last night said it best. I think he said, you can't put a price tag on 50-0. So like, he's not going to go back and fight again, because to risk losing that number is crazy.
Yeah, he surpassed Rocky Marciano, right?
Yeah. So you know, I think that's what he wanted. I think he wanted to be the top of the mountain. And he saw an opportunity to make a ton of money and get a win, and he was like, "How could I pass this up?"
Yeah, you know, and I think he didn't want to end on that shitty fight he had with Pacquiao as well.
Yeah,
you know, he wanted to end on something, so that's why he made it more exciting, I think. You know?
Yeah, totally, man.
Which is, again, this is why, you know, I give more my hats off more to Floyd than it is to Connor, because I feel like he could have made it into a boring fight. He could have done what Floyd normally does.
Oh yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Connor could have missed almost every shot if Floyd wanted to do.
I feel like the first 2 to 3 rounds still would have been awkward and it still would have been the same. But from then on, I think Floyd could have just done what Floyd does, and I don't think people give, I don't think people recognize that. Like, they're just like, oh, but Connor did this and that. Watch Floyd coming forward, you know. The first 3 rounds, I think, still would have been the same regardless. But if he wanted to, he could have laid back, done his little slip, pop, you know, move. I don't know, man. I'm glad it's over with.
I'm glad it's over with too, man.
You know, it was entertaining. It was entertaining. I did enjoy it.
And it got me to sit down and watch a boxing card for the first time in a while.
Yeah, right?
Which is nice.
Please tell me you're going to watch Canelo Triple G.
Oh, I'll watch that for sure. All right, sure. But I'll likely just tune in for that fight. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Someone will text me. All right, it's starting. All right, check it out.
Yeah. It's,
you know what I mean? Like, I want to get back into watching more boxing, but like, quite honestly, when you watch a lot of MMA, boxing is kind of boring, man. Like, I mean, it's beautiful to watch and it's a sweet science, blah, blah, blah.
It's slower. It's a slower footwork. Pace. Yeah, for sure.
It's a really slow pace. And for me personally, if you're going to make me sit down and say, hey, what combat sport do you want to watch? I want to watch high level kickboxing every single time. I love it. I want
to
watch that.
It's so weird to me that hasn't transitioned over.
Dude, like, nobody gets it. I don't get it. I don't understand that. I'm telling a friend of mine, I'm like, bro, you love boxing. How can you not love kickboxing? It's boxing, but with kicks.
Yeah.
Like, it's just a more dynamic version of what you're watching. And he's like, no, it's not. But like, it just I just want to reach inside of his brain and turn the switch on that says,
yeah, they're more in the pocket. They're fucking, it's, I don't get it. It's so brutal.
It's so brutal.
Like, the other day, there was kickboxing on in the gym, and I was like, kind of, you know, watching it, and all I could think was, why isn't there more like punchy kickboxers? You know, it's kind of weird to me that there isn't as many punchy like kickboxers that we know of as you do in boxing.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, I don't know if it's because there's less rounds, maybe, but I feel like there's more knockouts.
Man, did you hear who's gonna be fighting Rico Verhoeven?
Dude, it's so dumb. Bigfoot, stop. You're done, dude.
That is the worst fight. And if they sanction that fight, like,
who's his manager?
Dude, who is the athletic commission that's going to clear this? So Bigfoot Silva, if you don't know, is like, it's like 1-8 in his last 9 fights, and every loss has been by a knockout, I think, or close to it, and like brutal knockouts. And you're going to go in there against the like legit number one heavyweight kickboxer in the world right now. Are you crazy? Are you crazy? Rico Verhoeven is going to kill you.
He must need the money so bad.
I don't care how much money you need, man. I'm talking legitimately, this could kill him. Like, I would not, if
unless
I were
Bob Saps it. Bob Sapp it, my man. Go out there. Ah, he jabbed me. Just fall down.
I guess, man. I mean, shit. That's what I guess that's something you could do, because, man, if you don't know who Rico Verhoeven is, he is, I would say he's an underappreciated kickboxing champion, and man, he's an incredible talent. I still want to see him fight Badr-Hari again. The way that went down was kind of lame, with Badr-Hari getting injured in the fight. But I love high level kickboxing, man. That is my shit. I could watch it all day long. I love it.
I was balls deep in it when Overeem was, you know, doing the whole K-1 thing.
Oh my God.
That was my favorite.
Speaking of PEDs, right? Like, Overeem, man.
That was my boy.
Oh, I loved that shit. That was my favorite.
You know what? I honestly liked Overeem because I knew he was on steroids.
And everybody over there was, and you knew that.
But that was the thing. Like, my whole thing was like, the reason why I started liking him a lot was, I was like, because he's literally saying fuck you to everyone. You know, because how are you going to act like, oh, it's horse meat? Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, dude. You know what I mean? I don't look like that.
Yeah, exactly. Me too. I was like, oh, maybe it is horse meat. So I started like eating a lot of horse meat. Like, I had a connection. And
It's so good.
I fucks with it. It's my favorite meat.
Yeah, it's up there. It's good. I've had it twice.
Bear and horse are my two favorites.
Bear, really?
I love bear.
I'm not huge on bear, but you know what I just did have? Oh. My father-in-law went hunting recently and got an antelope. And I've been eating antelope sausage, and it is fucking delicious.
Antelope, huh?
Antelope. It's so good.
Is that fucking Africa?
No, man. It's in, like, outside of Prineville. Some deliciousness.
Okay.
Yeah, man, it was good. He took it over to Otto's Sausage Kitchen Southeast Portland. And
never had antelope.
Yeah, man, it's just delicious. I've had all kinds of weird animals because of my in-law.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great. My
favorite thing to do is to try just weird food.
My brother-in-law shot an oryx. I don't know if you know what that is.
I've never even heard of that. It sounds like a fucking Lord of the Rings.
Well, it's legit delicious. And, so I've had plenty of game, but but Overeem, to get more on topic, Overeem was the man. I loved it. All those guys back then were so juiced out. Like Jerome LeBanner, that dude was there's the best quote is Michael Schiavello. He says Jerome LeBanner has more muscles than a seafood buffet.
Oh my
love
god,
love that shit. Love that. I love that shit. It's just the greatest for me.
Man, I was just hoping to see Overeem versus Semi Schultz. And it never happened.
Yeah, right.
Because what's his name fucking beat him? Peter Ertz?
Peter Ertz,
yeah. And I was like, all right, well, you know, I fucked with Peter Ertz a little
Peter
bit.
Poor Peter Ertz, man.
But old as shit. How is he not punchy? Like, again, man, I don't, they, like,
he
kickboxers,
might be, man.
Kickboxers
I heard
fight
him talk
for fucking,
while.
But they fight forever.
They
know?
Do fight forever.
It's crazy. And they have so many, I don't get it.
Yeah, man. Plenty of great kickboxing.
You know, I was thinking maybe it's just by region. Because, like, a lot of them are Europeans and stuff, so maybe they're just, you know.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know, man.
Different skulls or some shit.
That's it. Well, I think that about wraps it up, man. Cool. Got it covered. Don't have to talk about McGregor again, at least until he hopefully fights Nate Diaz for the third time, because that's what we all want to see.
Yeah, Diaz.
Everybody wants
ass.
To see Nate get in there and rough up McGregor again.
Yeah.
That would be tremendous. I'd love to see that. But
that's
we
ideal.
Can't get out of here without giving a shout-out to Fabiano Scherner. And his performance at the BJJ Worlds in Vegas this weekend, getting that big W, coming home with that first place gold.
Man, winning's got to be really tiring for that guy. Like, he's like what 405 or some shit.
Something, but yeah. You know, if you're a super heavyweight and you're looking for a challenge, you know, just call up Fabiano because he'll choke you out or
right. Yeah.
Or tap you out with something weird that you don't see coming. But,
yeah.
But shout out to Fabiano. Big win for him. Big win for Gracie Baja. And also shout out to Amanda Diggins, Straight Blast Portland, getting the gold as well. So thanks for joining us. Like I always say, there's a lot of great fights out there. It can be hard to narrow down and pick just one, but think about it. What's your favorite fight?
Ooh.